I know it's not a Friday. It's a holiday week. A lot of big games. Can't miss any. So at a new time and day, I say our priorities once again straight. We turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
So while many of you might have been skeptical of Oregon's chances last week, Lee gave you the Ducks over Arizona, not to mention the Falcons beating the Seahawks in Seattle, even got the margin of victory right. Again, ParamountSports.com on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling, how's it going?
Great. I mean, I'll be finished tomorrow. I don't have to... don't have to do radio shows Thursday and Friday, doing them a day earlier. So I'll be ready to pound a bunch of turkey and stuffing and gravy and cranberries and desserts. I go in waves. You ready for this, Steve?
Yeah.
I've lost 4 pounds. I usually lose 5 pounds a week before Thanksgiving. I gained 5 pounds in one day when I eat Thanksgiving.
They're going to stuff you for the Friday dinner if you're not careful.
Oh, I'm telling you, my wife knows I am so done. I mean, we start at 12:30, and I'm eating through the egg bowl. So I'm having desserts, and I mean, I finish it up. I'll have apple pie a la mode. I mean, I'm loading it up. I can barely walk into the bedroom. If she's ever expecting me to help out clean up, she knows she's asking the wrong person.
Now, I know you guys in the past, you're kind of socialites. How big do you go for Thanksgiving as far as people at your place?
Well, it's not actually at our house because our plumbing under our house collapsed during the summer. So it's at my father-in-law's house. He has a house in the Redlands. He's got a huge house with like 9 Arabian horses, so the kids ride horses, and I watch football. We only have 20 coming this year. We're usually in the 30 to 35 range at my house because I've got 10 TVs, a basketball court. So my brother and his kids aren't driving all the way down from Jupiter for this year.
So that's your version of sanity. All right.
Oh, it's great. Everyone's having a good time. It's the 4 F's. You know what those are?
I don't want to venture into a dangerous territory here.
No, it's not dangerous.
Oh, food,
family,
football,
friends.
Oh, okay.
Food and football, not necessarily in that order.
All right, I appreciate you keeping it clean too.
right.
Let's get to some bowl games. It's right. The Iron Bowl. Since the arrival of Nick Saban, the game seems to have a major playoff or national title implication annually. This one's at Jordan-Hare. Both beat their pre-rivalry tradition bunny games. A lot of folks thought AU might be playing as well as anybody right now. Could a 2-win Auburn team get in? Either way, the odds makers see it pretty tight. Bama -4. What gives?
You know, I think that Auburn's going to be up against it here. Bama usually gets out this really quick leads and starts. In fact, they've outscored opponents in the first half this year, 253-43. And if you watched the games the last couple of years, you got to go all the way back to 2013 when Auburn won on that kick six. Bama's won and covered the last three pretty easy. I think Auburn is really good, but they're better on defense, stopping an offense like Georgia that's one-dimensional. An offense like Alabama that has Jalen Hurts, who has 14 touchdowns and only one interception, and he's run for almost 700 yards and 8 touchdowns, I just can't see him stopping them. I mean, they even got guys like Calvin Ridley. I mean, they have legitimate 4 guys that could go in the first round just at the skill position level. They're 2 running backs, Hurts and Calvin Ridley, and now they got another receiver coming on, Jerry Jeudy, who's averaging over 17 yards a catch. I respect Auburn, but it's all Alabama here, 31-20.
Roll Tide.
Yep.
Oklahoma and their crotch-grabbing Heisman favorite are back in Norman to play West
Virginia. Let me ask you, did that offend you a whole lot?
Offend me?
Did that?
Wait. I'm from Jersey. Nothing offends me.
Okay. I mean, does the punishment fit the crime? Maybe a couple series he misses, one or two?
Well, what they did, I thought they took the captaincy from him. They put him in front of a podium, made him cry in front of America. First of all, what is the most surprising thing? Kansas football fans, A, I didn't know they had him, and B, they cop an attitude about football? Wasn't that a little surprising?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
Here's the situation. I think that they're going to... They're just going to make sure that this thing stays on a roll here. I don't think West Virginia can play without their leader, Will Grier. I mean, the backup. Do you know how to pronounce this guy's name?
Chaganuva
or something like that. I mean, what a name. I mean, they don't have a chance here in this game. You also have West Virginia 5-11-1 against the spread, the last 17 on the road. Oklahoma's 4-1 against the spread this year. The home chalk, Baker, 45-14.
Yeah, for folks who missed, OU is a 23-point favorite. All right, heading to Seattle, as we continue with Lee Sterling at Paramount Sports, the Apple Cup, Pac-12 North on the line. You know, the Huskies knock off the Coug at Stanford. Wazoo controls their own fate. They're off a bye. The Huskies looked in trouble at home against Utah until really late. Jake Browning led them to a tying TD, and then Utah fumbled. They win it with a field goal at the buzzer. Odds makers have UW pretty solid, a 9-point pick here. How you see this one playing out?
Well, you don't know what you're going to get with Luke Falk. I mean, he could carve a defense up, or he could be horrible. I think he's one of the toughest quarterbacks to predict, especially on the road here. I mean, it used to be a tight series. I mean, it was 31-13. The last 3 years have just been blowouts. But it used to be really tight, 31-13, 45-10, and 45-17 in favor of the Huskies here. I think Washington State has been thinking about this game all year, especially since midseason. I think it might have affected them some here. I think Luke Falk will be ready for the matchup after throwing three picks in last year's game in Pullman, where they just got bashed, 45-17. Jake Browning is good, but did you hear them allude to his shoulder still wasn't 100%? Did you hear that, Steve?
Actually, I saw today's injury report, and they didn't mention it. But that doesn't
mean...
They didn't,
but I'm saying during the telecast. Did you hear that?
Oh, we had the Oregon game going.
Okay. Well, they've alluded to it a couple times. So he's just not the same as he was early last year before he got hurt. And I think the Cougar D might step up, 27 takeaways in 11 games. I think it's going to keep them in this game. I think it's going to be another epic game like before. I have the Dogs winning 34-23 over the Cougs, but I could see it going either way. It wouldn't shock me if the Cougs upset them.
By the way, as we were speaking, I brought up the West Virginia game notes. It's Chuganov. Yep.
Chuganov
is the quarterback there.
Is he from Chernobyl?
I have no idea where he is or if he's toxic. Here in town for the second consecutive week, the Ducks are home. A resoundingly successful return for Justin Herbert. Not only beat Arizona, they kind of kicked their rear end. The much-improved defense kept Khalil Tate in a box, limited that offense to just 7 second-half points. And now it's a civil war to get the 7 wins season 1 under Willie Taggart and keep the Beavs winless in the Pac-12s. Vegas says this shan't be a nail-biter. Ducks lay in 26. What do you see here?
Yeah, that was my big play last week. I just thought it was a great spot. You're getting a good line. A lot of hype for Arizona. I thought the Ducks were under the radar. They're a different team with Herbert at quarterback. I mean, they had 588 total yards last week. They were balanced. This Oregon State defense gets almost no takeaways, 4 in the last 5 games, and also turns it over 3 or more times in 5 games. And they've allowed their defense 46.8 points per game on the road this year. Ducks have covered the last 2 home games by 24 and 17 points. And I think because of the Beavs winning last year, I think revenge is going to rear its ugly head here. And I think the Ducks are going to lay it on the Beavs here, 48-13.
All righty, and we move to the NFL. Show of hands. How many had Saints at Rams as the marquee matchup Thanksgiving weekend? Yeah. Now, so L.A. got worked a bit, but that's a good Viking defense. Couldn't right. run it. Got outgained by 200. And as for the Saints, they opened the season losing to the Vikings and the Patriots, and they've won them all, and they're actually playing defense. Small number. Rams a two-point home chalk. What gives here?
I think that you're going to see the Rams probably have the advantage here. You know, the Saints have that eight-game winning streak, but they can be had here. I think they're going to be thinking about that Carolina game the following week. That's probably the bigger game, in-division game. That could be for the division. And they're going to have to face the Rams are a New Orleans team that might be missing Marshon Lattimore, and he's their best defensive back. Really good cornerback. He had an ankle injury last week. If he's not able to go, I'm going to watch the injury report. I think it's very important in this game. I think the Saints are going to have trouble stopping the Rams' passing game, because if you don't have that top guy, then you got to move the two to the one spot, and then you got to have your guy maybe in the slot. He's two, and then another guy who doesn't really normally play that much. And I mean, the Rams are getting. I mean, they're getting production out of guys like Robert Woods, and everyone's talking about the offense and. They're the number one offense in the NFL, but their defense is even overshadowed this year. Before that Vikings game, they had held the past five opponents to 11 points per game. So watch that Lattimore injury. Cousins carved him up last week, the Saints, for 322 yards and three TDs. The passer rating almost 133. I like the Rams. Good spot here, 27-23.
All righty. And again, the games we talk about on this show mean something either to the locals, biggies on the national stage. It's always fun. But your service favors no uniforms. It's about finding edges, matchup advantages to pick winners for your clients. Game of the week, Notre Dame and Stanford from Palo Alto. Lee, what do the folks need to know to get this and all Paramount Sports has to offer?
Well, we'll give them that Notre Dame and Stanford game for free. So, got something strong on this game. You want to get it, just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number 1-800-400-9741 to get that great matchup, Notre Dame and Stanford. 800-400-9741. How about this? My world's famous turkey shootout goes this weekend. In fact, starts on Thursday. You can get 15 games starting on Thursday through Sunday. Normally it's $197. This year we priced it at $147, and I even added a 50 save 50 coupon. Use coupon code SAVE50, brings it all the way down to $97. That's right, $97 for 15 games. It's all available, ParamountSports.com.
All right, well, I've got the Lee Sterling Leeds daughter in the Thanksgiving Derby at your in-laws' house. So,
how many you got coming?
My son and daughter-in-law have a really cool house four blocks from us, so there's probably going to be 10 of us there. The good thing there is I could have an extra couple cocktails and just walk home.
that's good. Worst story. Ever had a real bad story for Thanksgiving?
Many years ago, when I lived back in Jersey, there was a knockdown, drag-out fight at my aunt and uncle's house. They were in business together, and somebody felt that somebody had taken the wrong move and maybe some financial liberties, and they had it out at the table across from each other. Even for Jersey, the language was foul. I'm talking
about
19...
I thought mine was bad. How about this? I'm a senior at the University of Texas, dating this beautiful blonde from Wichita Falls, Texas, and all excited. You know, they invited me for Thanksgiving, and show up, and what do I find? I'm thinking 4 days of football, 19-inch black and white TV. This is 1985. That's it.
Wow. Who lives
that?
Especially
killed the relationship right there.
In Texas, no less.
Texas. Wichita Falls, Texas. She liked going to games, but her parents were school teachers. Just, I was done.
But by the way, check this out. My son, who's very handy, he constructed in his new man cave, it's a 127-inch projection screen we watch games on now. So,
but what about, you don't have a second, you got to have a second, third TV.
Well, we got our laptop, and we usually don't go nuts like that. That's at my house. But I'll tell you what's beautiful, if you need to go to replay, we just hit rewind, and it's like, yeah, that hit the ground. We don't need the guys in New York or anything. We got it covered.
Okay, well, you got to come to Miami one time. I mean, I got 70 with 260s, and then I got two computers on my lap.
All right, so you've gone from normal to irrational, past that to completely insane. All right, that's cool.
Right.
Hey, you and yours have a healthy, a fun, and a safe and a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll catch up next week.
You too, Steve. Take care.
Take it easy.